ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important topic, and that topic is related to animals. And the issue we want to open up today is, what are the rights of animals? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the many hadiths which have been passed down to us from the infallibles, alayhim as-salam, including the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has indeed said many things about this topic. In one beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet said, the animal has six rights over its owner. The first is this: once the owner has dismounted the animal, he should allow it to graze. So, you know, once he's dismounted the animal, he should allow it to eat and graze and, you know, nourish itself. The second: he should give it access to water if they pass by it, right? So if he's mounted an animal and he's, you know, passing by a place where there's water, one of the right of the animal is that he should, you know, stop and allow the animal to drink the water. The third is that he should not hit the animal except when it truly deserves it. You know, there's no need to. The person, he shouldn't hit the animal to make it obey him. The next is that he should not burden it with a load that it cannot bear, right? You know, he should assess whether the animal can bear the load or not, and if he can't, he shouldn't force it to bear that load. Next is that he should not overtask it with a journey that it cannot endure, meaning if he has to go somewhere, you know, the length of the journey is so long that it would be a burden on the animal to travel that, you know, that length, then, you know, he shouldn't do that. He should look for another animal that can do so. Finally, the Holy Prophet said, and he should not sit on it for lengthy periods of time. Right? So he's, you know, going on a journey, and he should consecutively and every now and then, you know, take a break and let the animal rest. In a very beautiful hadith, which the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported as having said, in this hadith the Prophet said, "Do not hit animals on their faces." Right? And, you know, sometimes when the animal becomes ruly and doesn't obey the orders of its masters, sometimes these masters would hit them. You know, and often they would hit them on their faces. But the Prophet reprimanded these people from doing so, and he also mentioned the reason for this. So in continuation, the Prophet said, فَإِنَّهَا تُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ, for verily they praise and glorify Allah. Right? So, you know, they're speaking and they're uttering the zikr and the remembrance of Allah. And, you know, this is wrong for us to hit them on their faces while they're doing so. In a very beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a prostitute was forgiven when she passed a panting dog, almost dying of thirst, at the foot of a well, whereby she took off her shoe and tied it to her headscarf and lowered it into the well to extract water for that dog. And for that action, she was forgiven, right? Feeding a thirsty animal is one of the rights that they have upon us. And if we do so, you know, not only is this a right, that if we do so, it will help us in the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the rights of animals in Islam in the light of the hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.